shout hallelujah every day.
Thank God it's Friday, and Friday podcasts are dedicated for healing. From my time zone, it's good morning. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. God bless you today in Jesus' name. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 says, I will restore your health and I will heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. Child of God, much of Christ Jesus' time was focused to healing the sick, teaching and preaching. He healed all kinds of people, the blind, the paralyzed, the lame, the deaf, the lepers, those who had all kinds of fever, and many with chronic illnesses, even madness like that of the man possessed by the legion of demons. There's no account in the gospel of Jesus turning away anyone who came to him for healing. We do not find or hear of any disease too difficult for Jesus to heal. Bible accounts, he even raised the dead. Hallelujah. Hear this. Miraculous healing still occur today. There's proof that Christ is still our healer. Child of God, Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Divine healing is not a forgotten issue. It still takes place. Divine healing has a purpose, which is to glorify Jesus Christ. We find three undeniable truths in the Bible, in the book of Acts of the Apostles. One, Jesus is the undisputed healer. Two, healing comes from Jesus Christ alone. Three, the purpose of divine healing is always to glorify God. Hallelujah. You need to understand this. The power of healing comes from Jesus. The power doesn't come from faith, although there's interaction with faith. Faith magnetizes the healing power of Jesus to you. Jesus challenged many people in the Bible to have faith. He even said, "Your faith has made you whole." Faith is actually a response to Jesus Christ. The more the faith responds, the better. Today, child of God, Jesus is willing to do the supernatural as long as your faith can believe and receive. Therefore, having said much, pick up your bottle or container or sachet of water and any faith item to connect as we pray. Dear Jesus, you healed the sick, you raised the dead, you restored eyes of the blind, you healed leprosy, you restored sanity to the mad, commanded fish as a bank, walked on water, you made Peter catch exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond the best catch of his career put together. You made the woman with the issue of blood to receive her healing, and that blood flow was stopped from the fountain. I bring these listeners to you by faith today, O Lord Jesus. Heal every listener. Remove every impediment. Father Lord, bring forth solution into their situation. Bring solution to the blood, rebrand and restore failing organs. Open tubes of wombs that seem blocked. Heal wombs afflicted with fibroid that hinder conception. Touch hearts that need healing. Restore failing organs of the body in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray, to the root you destroy every form of epilepsy that any listener or any of the relation or friend or whoever they know that they are standing in the gap for has such issue. Father, bring forth healing to them all in the name of Jesus. Let every blood problem receive healing. Whatever requires a second touch, oh Lord, do it in the name of Jesus. Every battle beyond natural, Holy Spirit, arise and deliver everyone to the uttermost that is saying a loud amen to this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever requires a visitation of the Almighty that has not been mentioned, I put them all under the canopy of the blood of Jesus, and I decree, as your amen can be loud this morning, receive your healing, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the water and faith items sanctified and blessed in the name of the Father, blessed in the name of the Son, blessed in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, go ahead and use the faith item on the affected part of the body, even as you drink the water by faith. Many have connected and got wonderful healing in the past. As you also connect by faith, your testimony is next in Jesus' name. Child of God, let's know what God is doing for you through the daily podcast and the Victory Hour program. You can send your testimony through chat and also tell others about Jesus Christ. Happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary to all celebrants. It's your day, and on behalf of the Hallelujah Everyday Podcast family, we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Thanks for financial support, which keeps our podcast messages on air on daily basis across many platforms around the world. Yes, many platforms around the world. God bless you greatly and honor your good prayers. Remember, this podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day, and remember, there are miracles from God for you every day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.